spent 3 years working with him on the book, and we were in, you know, constant contact, often talking every other day. So, you know, I've had a heavy involvement with him in this last stage of his life. You know, actually, Bill, back in my post-dispatch days, excuse me, I covered him late '60s, when he was the assistant Democratic leader in the Senate, and I just, you know, of course, I got to know him then. Actually, we're both from the same town, Belleville, and he was, you know, I didn't really meet him until I was moved up here by the Post-Dispatch, but as I grew up down here, you know, he was a household name already. He was kind of a young boy wonder. You know, he got elected police magistrate in Belleville when he was just a kid. He was still in law school at Warwick University, and then he was, of course, elected to the Illinois House as a young, I would say, independent Democrat. In his early years, he was one of the Young Turks, you know, a young rebel, often fighting for so-called good government legislation, ethical stuff back then. He was a really interesting guy. He had quite a career, really. More than 40 years of electoral success in both primaries and general elections. And, you know, never was defeated until the 1992 Democratic primary election when he lost to Carol Moseley Brown. He had a remarkable political career. He was the consummate politician.
Now, what would you say his biggest legacy was?
His biggest legacy, his legacy was his incredible rapport with Illinois voters, both from his own home area and statewide. But I would say that in many ways he was still underrated because, you know, I spent a lot of time in Washington. After my journalism career was over, I was with, you know, the Illinois Coal Association, and I was in Washington many times trying to represent the interests of Illinois Coal. And I, like many others, always went to Dixon because Dixon was a master of the legislative process. He understood the nuts and bolts. He knew what was in legislation, and he knew how to get things done. And I can tell you that it didn't matter whether you were a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, if you needed to get something done in Washington, very frankly, Dixon was the guy you went to because he was the workhorse for Illinois in the Senate. And I feel that in that regard he was underrated and not fully appreciated. You know, he didn't seek a lot of headlines. He didn't, you know, get a lot of feature stories in the Washington Post and the New York Times and so on, but he was, you know, he got his hands dirty in the trenches, and as I said, Illinois was a lot better off for having Dixon in the Senate because he was, as I said, a workhorse.
Now, you mentioned he didn't lose until that election in 1992. I remember that election night speech and was struck by how gracious of a speech he gave in an election that was a career ender in terms of electoral politics.
You're correct. That speech was quite gracious, and in writing the book, he knew the speech was good, and I did too, but he didn't have a copy of the speech, and I was able to resurrect it through my own files and stuff I'd kept on Alan Dixon. And the wording in that, I agree with you, the wording on that was quite gracious. It was one of the most eloquent speeches I've ever heard by an individual losing a major election, and like you, the words in that speech resonated with me through the years. I also thought how gracious.